Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today, over the phone, we are joined by Pastor Angela from Ascension St. Matthew's Church, and we're going to be talking about an upcoming event for them, the Blessing of the Animals, and that's going to be on Saturday, September 28th at 3 p.m. at Ascension St. Matthew's Church at 522 North Homestead Boulevard in Price. Pastor Angela, thank you again for taking the time to come talk with us.
Oh, I'm so pleased to be here. Thank you for having me.
So let's kind of jump into what the Blessing of the Animals is, because it's very exciting. And on the flyer, it says that you, your family, and friends are welcome to bring a well-behaved animal friend or a picture of your animal to this event. So let's kind of, can you kind of explain to us what the Blessing of the Animals is?
Well, the Blessing of the Animals actually goes back to St. Francis. St. Francis of Assisi is the saint who is known for being one with nature, of recognizing that our connection as human beings, it goes beyond just other human beings, but our connection to nature, which includes and if you ever hear the song that is sung, it's to the sun and the moon and to the earth and to all the living creatures on this earth, plants as well as animals. So this gives us an opportunity to gather and recognize that our furry companions who are in, or not furry companions, it might be an iguana, that our companions in our lives, that we have a relationship with them, and this is an opportunity to come out and recognize this relationship and ask God for a special blessing on our companions who are non-human in our lives.
And that's just a really exciting event. I mean, oftentimes we kind of tend to focus on the human aspect of things. So I really like focusing on the animals of the earth. That's something you don't really see around the world. But I think this is going to be a very fun event. And speaking of events, you guys put on so many. I mean, you have the Child at Heart, story times and dinners that you are always doing. You have this Blessing of the Animals. Can you just kind of talk about the importance to you of being able to host events like this for the community?
We're trying as best as we can to let people know that we are here and we care. The church is a blended community that follows Episcopalian and Lutheran traditions, who has been here blended since 1984. And I'm not sure everybody realizes how long this church has been around. Now, our building is newer. That is much more recent. But the community has been a part of Price since 1984, and even going further back when they were not together, but a Lutheran church and Episcopalian church. And I can't remember off the top of my head when those two churches began in the area, but they go even further back. And we think that it's so important to build relationship with all of the people in our community, whether they, regardless of their background, their ethnicity, their religious beliefs, it doesn't matter. We are all one, as we say, in the body of Christ.
And I love that this is an event not just for the church, it's to get the community involved. And I love seeing things like this going on, especially in our area where we are such a tight-knit community. Now, if there's someone out there who is a little unsure of coming to this, maybe based on that they believe something different than your church, what would you tell them to encourage them to come out to this event?
Oh, you know, what a wonderful time to have a chance to bring your non-human companion, furry or not, to receive a special blessing from God. That's one. Two, you're with other people who love their pets. And we all are one in loving our pets, whoever they are, furry or not. And in our church, really, I think the core down to what we are as a community of a church is God loves you, period. It doesn't require, you're not required to do anything or be anything other than who you are, because God loves you, period. And so we welcome you to come at this time that is a time for blessing, a time of song, a time of prayer, and being in community with other people who love their non-human companions.
Now, Pastor Angela, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Oh, I hope that they will come out and have an opportunity to see what this is all about and enjoy it with us and have this time of celebration as a community.
Well, Pastor Angela, thank you so much again for taking the time out of your day to come talk with us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Pastor Angela from the Ascension St. Matthew's Church, and we were talking about the upcoming Blessing of the Animals, and it'll be held Saturday, September 28th at 3 p.m. at the Ascension St. Matthew's Church at 522 North Homestead Boulevard in Price. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL News Room, I'm Aiden Mortensen.